This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A historic moment in the United States, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Former President Donald Trump has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury and is expected to surrender on Tuesday. The grand jury has been investigating hush money payments. Mr. Trump denies doing anything wrong and is angrily calling the indictment political persecution. He predicts it will damage the Democrats in 2024. I'm Rita Foley.
The AP's Jackie Quinn has another perspective.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, a New York civil rights leader, says the irony is not lost, that Donald Trump will likely walk into the same courthouse where the Central Park Five were falsely convicted in a 1989 rape of a jogger. Sharpton remembers Trump took out full-page ads calling for the death penalty. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rescuers used cranes and ropes to look for survivors a day after the roof of a well collapsed in a temple in a complex in central India, killing 36 people and injuring 16, a government official said on Friday. The incident occurred in an Indian city when a concrete slab covering the roof of a stepwell in a temple complex gave way, crushing devotees who had gathered to celebrate a Hindu festival on Thursday, officials said. Quote, the major cause of death could be drowning because the well was 60 feet deep and there was much water in it. Stepwells built hundreds of years ago are a common feature across India, but most of them are ornately decorated with access to a body of water through stairs. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The White House says it has new evidence that Russia is looking again to North Korea for weapons to fuel the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It's the latest accusation that Moscow, desperate for weaponry and restricted by sanctions and export controls, is turning to rogue nations to help its war in Ukraine, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says. As part of a proposed deal, Russia would receive over two dozen kinds of weapons and munitions from Pyongyang. The deal would provide the North with food and other commodities in return. Experts believe the food situation in North Korea is the worst it has been under Kim Jong-un's 11-year rule, but they still say they see no signs of imminent famine or mass deaths. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkey's parliament on Thursday ratified Finland's bid to join NATO, lifting the last hurdle of the Nordic country's ascension into the Western Military Alliance. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg wrote on Twitter after Turkey's vote, quote, this will make the whole NATO family stronger and safer. Finland and neighboring Sweden each dropped decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. But Finland and Sweden both encountered resistance from Turkey, which expressed concerns the countries were too lenient toward groups that Ankara considers terror organizations. Turkey eventually agreed to approve Finland, but has yet to ratify Sweden's bid. NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg has recently said he expects both Finland and Sweden will eventually become NATO members. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Pope Francis will leave a hospital on Saturday and could take part in all Easter week celebrations, a top cardinal told an Italian news agency on Friday. The Pope, 86 and suffering from a number of ailments, was taken to a Rome hospital 2 days ago after complaining of breathing difficulties. However, the Vatican said on Thursday he was already much better after beginning treatment with antibiotics and would probably be discharged within a few days. A Greek rail inspector was detained on Friday, a court official said, as authorities investigate last month's head-on train collision that killed 57 people and shocked the country. Identified as a 63-year-old, he was on duty at the time of the accident on February 28th when a passenger train and a freight train rammed into each other. The inspector was charged with the crime of negligent homicide and endangering public transport, the second rail worker to be detained. I'm Joe Ramsey.